This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Diana Lara Trevino. Date of birth, February the 8th, 1970. Case ID number is 616-4245. Date of exam, October the 24th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Price Office, dated 8/3/2023, and a Social Security questionnaire dated 2023. Identifying information. This is a 53-year-old married female with four grown children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus type 2, comma, hypertension, comma, vertigo, comma, depression slash anxiety, comma, urinary incontinence, comma, osteoarthritis, decreased strength of hands, comma, and decreased vision. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2020, where she worked as a provider for 4 years. She also worked at Target for 1 year and worked at Valley Diagnostic Clinic for 3 years in 1993. During the time that she did work as a provider, she worked 4 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her husband, and her husband is receiving disability benefits at this time. She is not receiving disability. Allegations, number one, diabetes mellitus, number two, high blood pressure, number three, vertigo, number four, depression slash anxiety, number five, urinary incontinence. Number six, osteoarthritis slash decreased strength of hands. And number seven, decreased vision. History of allegations. Number one, diabetes mellitus type 2. The claimant states that in 2019, she was having symptoms of polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, but no blurred vision or weight loss. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, comma, or cardiovascular disease. She states that she does have 80% function of her kidneys at this time and does suffer from weakness of her upper extremities. She denies any numbness or tingliness. She does not check her blood glucose. The lowest that her blood glucose has ever been is 89 milligrams slash DL, and the highest it's ever been is 342 milligrams slash DL. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 9%, which indicates that she is very poorly controlled at this time. She is presently on Metformin, 500 milligrams, BID, Ozempic, 0.25 milligrams, 2 milligrams slash per 3 milliliters, 0.5 milligrams Q-week, Glipizide, 10 milligrams, BID. The claimant states that she has lost 30 pounds since she's been on Ozempic, and states that she's hoping that her hemoglobin A1C will go down. She does not appear to be well controlled with the hemoglobin A1C that she has at this moment. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2019, she was suffering from shortness of breath and occipital and temporal headaches that she had been having 6 months prior to being diagnosed with hypertension. She denies any chest pain or blurred vision. The claimant also denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction or cerebrovascular accident. She has been told that she has nephropathy and has 80% of her kidney function at this time. Her blood pressure at this visit was 143 over 96 mmHg, which is borderline high. She is presently taking lisinopril 10 milligrams BID. Allegation number 3, vertigo. The claimant states that since 2004, she has always had difficulty with vertigo. She states that she has decreased balance, dizziness, nausea, and vomiting, and feels things going around her. She is presently on meclizine, 25 milligrams BID, which does help her with her symptoms. She states that she has a vertigo event at least once a week, but the medications appear to be controlling this. Allegation number 4, depression / anxiety. The claimant states that since June of 2023, she has had problems with insomnia, increase and sometimes decrease appetite, decrease motivation, anger, sadness, crying spells, nervousness, and anxiety. She also states she has trouble focusing on what she has to do and has had a mild decrease in her memory. She denies any suicidal attempts or ideation and states that she is presently taking no medications for this condition. She does not know why she's been depressed, but states there have been some problems in the family. Allegation number 5, urinary incontinence. The claimant states that in 2019, she started to develop multiple urinary tract infections and urinary incontinence. She states that she has to use 3 to 4 pads per day. She is presently on no medication for this condition and has had no surgeries. At the present time, she does have a bladder infection, which she usually has at least once a month, and she's on nitrofurantoin, 100 milligrams BID. Allegation number 6. The claimant states that in 2021, she started to develop decreased strength of her hands and possibly fibromyalgia. She has not been evaluated for this condition and states that she has decreased pain and decreased strength and pain in her shoulders and her hands at this time. No x-rays have been performed, and she denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for her condition. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels in the morning. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, stand for 15 minutes, climb 6 steps, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is morbidly obese and has difficulty moving around. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top. The claimant has no assistive devices, and her physician is Dr. C. Lynn Anderson. She is presently on ibuprofen, 200 milligrams QHS, which does give her relief. And she says the only thing she does is walk with her daughter in the park occasionally. Her daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, and walking in the park. Allegation number 7, decreased vision. The claimant states that in 2022, she started to develop problems with reading. She states that now she has to wear glasses to read anything that she sees in small letters. The claimant denies any glaucoma, or trauma, but does have diabetes mellitus and hypertension. The claimant has problems with both eyes, and she does use reading glasses at this time. Her night vision is poor, but she states her peripheral vision is good. She has had no surgeries and no eye drops have been given to her. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/25, pinhole is 20/25, OS uncorrected is 20/20, pinhole is 20/20, binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Family history, non-pertinent at this time. Medications, meclizine 25 milligrams BID, metformin 500 milligrams BID, Ozempic 0.25 milligrams, 2 milligrams / 3 milliliter, 0.5 milligrams Q week subcutaneously. Glipizide 10 milligrams BID, Lisinopril 10 milligrams BID, Omeprazole 40 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, morbid obesity, decreased vision for reading, diabetes mellitus type 2, postmenopausal syndrome, urinary incontinence, depression / anxiety, vertical, major surgery, C-section times 1, cholecystectomy in 1999. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant states she drinks socially. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.6 Fahrenheit, weight 307 pounds, height 5 feet 2 and a fourth inches tall, BP 143 over 96 mmHg, heart rate 83 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 98%, BMI 55, which is very obese. General, this is a 53-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? The claimant was morbidly obese and physical exam was difficult. She does have a BMI of 55. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal, the third paragraph. The claimant is able to squat and get up on her own, but with moderate difficulty. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position. The claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty secondary to her vertigo and morbid obesity. The claimant had no difficulty walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally, secondary to morbid obesity. Could you drop down to after neurological? X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is no more grip strength bilaterally at +5/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her visual acuity, but does have some minor problems with reading and needs to use reading glasses at this time. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment secondary to morbid obesity. Probable diagnoses. Number one, diabetes mellitus type 2 being treated at this time appears to be poorly controlled with a hemoglobin A1C of 9%. She has been started on Ozempic and they're waiting for possible better results with her hemoglobin A1C. Allegation number two, hypertension, that's being treated. Blood pressure was 143 over 96 mmHg, which is borderline high. Allegation number three, vertigo. Dash confirmed with physical examination. The claimant is being treated at this time, but is going to be treated with manipulations of her semicircular canals in her ear. Allegation number four, depression slash anxiety, not being treated at this time. Appears to be a fairly normal exam. Allegation number five, urinary incontinence, not being treated at this time. The claimant does presently have a bladder infection, which may be coming from uncontrolled diabetes mellitus. Allegation number six, osteoarthritis with decreased strength of hands, dash fairly normal exam with grip strength plus 5/5. Allegation number seven, decreased vision, dash, normal physical exam. The claimant does have to use reading glasses. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Diana Lara Treviño.